Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Mem Tes, Hoshana Rabbah, Agun Kvittel, and Beth Hashem we will continue. Hopefully, Beth Hashem will have Sunday's daf up, which is Isru Chag in Eretz Yisrael, but it'll be up on Motzai Yantif for those who will be listening in Chutz Laaretz, and Beth Hashem will get back to a regular schedule next week. Okay, so we are in Mem Ches Amid Beis. Mem Ches Amid Beis, we're discussing the sugya, the large sugya of Afkinu. Afkinu Rabban al Kedushin Minei, which most of the time comes up in Shas having to do with a problematic giving of a get. And we say, you want to get rid of the get, you don't want to get rid of the get. And so we say that instead we uproot your marriage. Chachamim have the power to do that. Called the Mekadesh, that's the Rabbanah Mekadesh, because everybody is Mekudeshes with the Rabbanan's authority. It's only through their authority are we married. And without that, the marriage does not exist. So that sugya came up. Here, though, it came up because a marriage was done inappropriately, meaning a man forced a woman to be married to him. So the Gemara there says, in the name of Mar Baravashi, that he acted inappropriately, so we act with him inappropriately, and therefore the marriage does not work. How Afkinu works is a large sugya at the beginning of Ksubis and elsewhere. Now, how does it work? Is it really, or we say, right, call Haram Kudeshes Libetabazu Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael. So it could be like some Rishonim say, most Rishonim say, it's basically a Tanai. It's a condition. I'm married to you as long as the rabbis say I'm married to you. If they say I'm not married to you, I'm not married to you. So that is how Rov Rishonim say it works. Tosfos here has, though, a little different approach. Tosfos on the six medium line in Tosfos, Tenach, Vitzorach Lomar, Tesavar Hacha, Deyesh Koach, Biach Chachamim, Lakar, Dover Min HaTorah. Yesh kol biach, the chachamim could be oker something. Kivan dafkin rabban al kedushin minei. V'yavagav delo kiddush adaitam. Doesn't matter what you were thinking. Doesn't matter, even though you didn't make us have in mind it tonight. Doesn't matter what you were thinking. Yish koach biyach hachamim lakar dover min haTorah. But the Mefarshim, based on this Tosfos, there's a day in the Shidduch Kubetz like this in Ksubis, and Rabbi Yaakov Emdin has a long piece in his Asakas on Ksubis Daf Gimel, where he says, according to this Svara, it should only work mikana lahaba, not backwards. The svara that most Rishonim give is it's based on a Tanai condition. So if the condition is not fulfilled, the Rabbanan don't agree, so they uproot your marriage totally. But according to this svara, Yish Koach Biyach Chachamim, they're Oker Dover Min HaTorah, so then that sounds like it's from today. From today, they're using their power to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah, and therefore it would be that they were married. But not anymore, right? Big Nafkamina. Could this woman marry a Kohen? This woman who had Afkinu done to her marriage, marry a Kohen. If they were never married, if they were married. So that is an important Tosfos in line in this Tosfos here in Bava Basra. Balchanan picks up on that line in Tosfos here and explains it sounds like it works only mikan ulehaba. The other issue that we ended off with is the Shita of the Rambam. And that is, the Gemara here talks about what if the woman is forced in the marriage. But, so that's the Machlokas in the Gemara. What about the if the man is forced? Somebody put a gun to a man's head and said, of a woman puts a gun to a man's head and says, marry me or I'm going to kill you. Marry me or, right, she extorts him. So does that work if the man is forced? So that is a machlokas between the Ritva and the Rambam. The Ritva right here says, it doesn't make a difference. The woman is forced, it doesn't work. The man is forced, it doesn't work. Both of their das is needed for Kiddushin. The Rambam has the distinction. The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Ishus, Halacha Aleph, Ein Isha Miskadeshes El Lertzona. A woman is only married Leratzon. V'amakadish Isha Balkarcha Einim Kudeshes. If a man marries a woman Balkarcha, she is not married. Right? Different than Gerishin, where she is. Aval Ha'ish She'ansuhu Atshi Yekidesh Balkarcho Harezu Mekudeshes. But a man who is forced to get married, he is married. And the Me'iri, in the beginning of Kedushin, says, you know where the Rambam gets this from? There's a precedent in the Torah. There's a precedent. If a man is ma'anis a woman, what do we say? V'losia li'isha, lo yuchal shalchal kal yamav. V'losia li'isha, he is forced to marry her. So you see, there's a model, there's a precedent of a forced marriage meets on the man. So that is, says the Meiri, maybe where the Rambam gets this, his source, where he gets it from, that a man could be forced to get married, but not a woman. So it's interesting, that Avni Miluim points out, in with this quote in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted in Simen Membeis, both days are quoted, and it's left as a Sveika Dedina, right? Both days are quoted. So Avni Miluim talks about the Shita of the Rambam. Says, wow, it's pretty amazing that the woman's da'as seems to be more central and more important than the man's da'as. Says the Avni Miluam, the Ksos, in his commentary on Ebenezer, Dafilu name a Tliya Vazav Kani Lokana, even if you want to say usually if somebody buys something, is not Kona it, Hainu Mishum, the Liknos Boi Ratzon Tfei. For Kinyin, you need a high level Ratzon. Vacholsha Balkarchach Lokana, Aval Kidushe Isha, Eino Kinyin Lagabe Baal, to name a Lokana. This is not a regular Kinyin where we say to the husband, oh, if you don't have Das Kinyin, then it's not going to work if you're forced. No, why? Kivan She'ein Gufa Konui Labal, Ve'ein Bekidushin Kiim She'nasra, Al Yedeh, Al Yad Lakol Ha'olam, Ve'chok Yagamna Afilo Adi Onesh Mahani. Says the Avni Miluim, remember, this isn't a real Kinyin. Ha'isha Niknes. That doesn't mean Kinyin. It means her status has changed. Kinyin, we mentioned in the past, Kinyin means status change. Konei Shemayim Va'aretz. Hashem created the world. So Kinyin is a status change. See here too, a man is a Kone her, Kinyin a Guf. He causes a status, a new status in her being. So that's easier, says the Avne Miluim, because he is not really being Kone anything. That is why it is easier for the man to, you can force a man to be married, but you cannot force a man possibly to buy, even though they're both kinyanim. That is the Avne Miluim. He doesn't quote it here, I don't know why, but he quotes in five other places, the Avne Miluim quotes the Ran. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Lamed, which we spent a lot of time on. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Lamed discusses how the man and the woman in Kiddushin have a very unique relationship. The man is in the driver's seat, so to speak, in halacha. He is the one that is active, but the woman has to take a big step in order for the marriage to take place. And maybe this is also what's behind this Rambam. That the woman has to do something very extreme halachically, and what is that? At the Ran says she has to be mevatel herself. Mevatel herself. Kivan she maskemes l'kidushi ha'ish, he mevatelas daita v'ritzona, umashvi nafsha eitzal habal kedavar shel hefker, v'habal machnisa l'shuso. Hilkach ein anu danim b'kidushin mitzad isha el mitzad habal. That's why, if you look at it, who's the main player in kidushin? The man. But, had he put it with his Rambam, you could say, but the man is the main player, but the woman has to make herself mevutal in order for the man to be the main player. So that das, mevatal herself, might be too hard to do balkarcha. Right, so this Ran doesn't have to be against that Rambam. It can work together. It's just the step getting into the marriage and not the marriage itself. So that's the Ran in the Darm Daf Lamed, and that's the Avne Miluim in Simin Membeis. Okay, now we continue. Says the Gemara. We are in the middle of Mem Ches Membeis. Tebi Tala Lepapi Akinra Vizavin. Tebi was a man's name. He was Tola Papi. Right? He hung Papi on a Kinra. What does that mean? So the Rashbam gives two pshatim. Maybe he hung him on a tree, a Kinra tree. He hung him on the tree by his lapel, and he said, okay, you want to sell the field to me? He was forcing him. Or he hung him up because he wanted to buy the Kinra tree. Okay, one of the two says the Rashbam. He was forcing him his oven, and Papi said, fine, he sold it. Chasam Rabba Barbachana Amuda'a Va'ashkalta. Rabba Barbachana was the witness on the Ashkalta, which was the actual Shtar Mechira, but also on the Moda. Moda, we've had in the past, Moda means a document that I sign, I write, and I say, what I'm about to do tomorrow is false, I'm being forced to do it, don't trust anything I say. So that's the Moda. So Rabbi Rechana was the aid on both, on the Moda and on the Ashkalta. Amar Rav Huna says, Man dechasma Moda, Shapar Chasim, Man dechasma Ashkalta, Shapar Chasim, the one who signed both, they're both good. Just look at how does that work? Manashach. I moda lo ashkalta. Vi ashkalta lo moda. What do you mean? If the shtar mechira works, then the moda doesn't work. And if the moda works, the shtar mechira is batel. So hachi kare, no, this is what was meant to be said. Ilav moda man dechasim ashkalta shapar chasim. No, what he meant to say was, had there not been a moda, the moda is good, the moda ruins the shtar, but had there not been a moda, so then the shtar mechira would have been good, even though it was forced. The only reason the shtar doesn't work is because there was a beferish moda, meaning Rav Huna l'taime. This is Rav Huna possibly according to his own reasoning. Dam Rav Huna tuluhu v'zavin zvini. Right, that forced sales work in the end because, as the Gemara said yesterday, agav onse gomer umakni. Right, because he was so forced, it works. That works by a sale. So the Gemara says, Eini. One second, is this really true? Is it really true that the Rabbi Rachanak? Yeah.
If there's matter what sequence was? The Mazah has come before the...
Does it matter what sequence? Maybe we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a couple of lines. At least according to one shot of the Rishonim. So says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true that Rav Rachana could sign on the Shtar Moda'ah? V'yom Rabbi Nachman, Ha'edim Sha'amru, Amana Hayudvarenu, Ein Amanim. If Edim, there's a Shtar here with Edim signed in it. If they say, no, it was an Amana, then they are not believed. Moda'ah Hayudvarenu, Ein Amanim. And also, if Moda'ah, they're not believed to say it was Moda'ah. So that's Akasha on Rafuna. What do you mean? The Edom are not believed to say this is Moda, this is a fake star. What's Amana? What's the first type of star? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. So Rashbam here says, and Rashi says in Ksubis, Amana means Reuven and Shimon, where Reuven's going to lend Shimon money. They agreed to sign the star and write the whole star out even before the money was lent. And the star says Reuven is going to lend Shimon money. It says it al Shem Ha'asid. Because I want to be Meshavet myself to you now already. Even though you didn't actually lend me the money. So they're not believed to say that. Right? Because then you can say maybe it never took place. That's Shtar Amana. Why aren't they believed? As we'll see also, because it's an Aveira to write such a Shtar. It's an Aveira to write such a Shtar, the Gemara is going to say soon. So it's an Aveira to write such a Shtar, so we don't trust them that they did it. The Tosas Rid in Ksuba says, what's so bad about writing such a Shtar? What's the Aveira? You say that Reuven is going to lend Shimon money. You have to say no. The Tosas Rid there says, it's the opposite. That you write a Shtar that Reuven already lent Shimon money. It says, Sheker! Even though it didn't happen yet. It's not that it's going to happen, but that it did happen already, right? In Yonah Diyome, that Moshe Rabbeinu, how can you write the last eight psukim of the Torah, Vayamasha Moshe, right? It didn't happen yet, it's a sheker, right? Machlokas Tanoim. So says the, says the Machlokas, what exactly is a Shtar Amana? But the one that's important for our sugya now is the second half, Shtar Moda'a. Shtar Moda'a. Says the Gemara, we're on the first line, Moda'a Hayudvarenu and Einemanim. If the Edom say that Moda'a, our star was Moda'a, meaning we didn't, even though it says that we signed the star, really he told us beforehand that he was being forced, we don't believe him. So how is it possible, we just said, that Rav Rachana is believed to say that he was on a star, and he's believed about Moda'a. So we'll get back to that line in a minute, let's just finish first. Hani mili al peh. When do we say that witnesses, there's a star in Besdin, right? Reuven and Shimon signed it. And they say, you know what? It was all a fake. It was all a fake. The guy was forced to do it. Right? When do we say that they're not believed? That's only al peh. Meaning, what's the pashtus of this line? Where they are now testifying with their mouth. They're trying to break up the written star. Delo asi al peh omar l'shtara. Their word cannot uproot a document. That doesn't work. But if there are two documents in front of us, one's a real star mathira, and the other one says that it was a fake, then the one star can knock out the other star. They're on equal footing. So that is how the Rashbam and others interpret this line. The Ritva says, one second, Milve Edus Bishtar is stronger than Edus Alpeh? Don't we say Edus HaPeh is the strongest? But we discussed last week, 2 weeks ago, that right, Edus HaPeh is a whole controversy. How do you even have Edus HaShtar? So what does this line mean? Al-Peh cannot knock out Shtar. Why not? It's worse. So the Ritva says, no. Where the Gemara doesn't mean Al-Peh versus Shtar. You know what the Gemara really means? And this is just what you were saying before. What the Gemara really means is sequence. When do we say that a Moda'a cannot knock out a Shtar if the Moda'a follows the Shtar? But if the Moda'a predates the Shtar, if the Moda'a prevents the Shtar, that's really what's going on here. It's nothing to do with Al-Peh, even though it sounds like that way from the Gemara. The problem here is that there's a Shtar, and now afterward they're saying that, oh, there's a Moda'a. But if we already know there's a Moda'a beforehand, it's not a problem. And therefore the Ritva says, Hu Adin, let's say Edom came to court, Bal-Peh, and said the document that's going to come to court tomorrow is false, that would work. It's a din of previous and after, not a din of Al-Peh and Bishtar. Al-Peh can be now Shtar if the Al-Peh came first. That is the Ritva right here on our sugya. Okay. Two important Shas sugis that come up in the Rashbam here. And that is related to the first line. Amana hayudvarenu. So we said Amana. Let's take Rashi and the Rashbam shot. What's an Amana? Amana means if two Edom sign a Shtar about something that did not take place yet. Didn't take place yet. The star says that Reuven's going to lend Shimon money, and they sign it, but really he didn't lend the money yet. Right? So that's what the Rashbam says on the bottom. Lo hilveu klum. Right, they signed it, and they said, you know, you're going to give this, you know, they gave it to the Malve, and the Malve said, don't worry, I'm not going to collect for with it until you give me the, I actually lend you the money. So they're not believed to say that that's a, it's a shtar amana. Why not? Two reasons given in the Rashbam. Each one of them is a separate shear. Number one, kivan shehigid, shuve nechozer umagid. Second skinny line in the Rashbam. V'kivan shehigid, shuve nechozer umagid. Once Edom testify, meaning in the document says that Reuven lent Shimon money, now they're trying to say, you know, something else? No, you can't change that testimony. Kivan shehigid, shuve nechozer umagid. That doesn't only apply by two Edom in court. They say something, now they want to change it. After Toka de Dibur, it applies even if I have something in a shtar, and now I'm changing that. Kivan shehigid, shuve nechozer umagid. That is reason number one. What's the source of that halacha? What's the source of the halacha of Kivan Shehigid? So, two sources. Actually, two sources that quote more than two sources. First, Rashi in Ksubas Yurches. Rashi, Yurches and Mabez. Kivan Shehigid, Degabi Edis Chada Hagada Ksiva. By Edis, it says one Hagada. Imlo Yagid V'nasav Ono. It's a Hagada. You have to have one Hagada. You want to change something? So according to Rashi, it's nothing to do with, you know, we don't trust you. It's one Haggadah. You gave your Haggadah already. So you can't give another Haggadah. That's Rashi in Ksubis Yechesim Abeis. The Ritva there in Ksubis, though, quotes Rashi. And he quotes, I don't like Rashi. I don't think that's the pshat of the Pasuk. And then he quotes another pshat, which he's going to reject. There's a Chayr in Pirshu. He says, you know why you have to say Kivan Shehigid, Shuvein Chozer Umagid? Because if you say Edom could retract, then there'll never be something called a Karban Shavuah Se'edus. Right? One of the Karbanos at the end of Sefer Vayikra, Shavuah Se'edus. If I know testimony that Reuven owes Shimon money and I don't say a word, so then I'm Chayav and I swear about it, so then I'm going to be Chayav. I'm going to be Chayav a Karban. What do you mean? Kivan Shehigid, you'll never be Chayav a Karban. You'll change your mind. Oh, I was just joking. So, of course, there has to be a halacha of Kivan Shehigid. Says the Ritva, that's not true. No, Kivan Shehigid means you said A, and now you want to change it to B. You know what that carbon is about? If you kept quiet first. If you kept quiet first. So Kivan Shehigid doesn't apply there if you kept quiet first. You just didn't say anything. So the carbon can apply, even if without the principle of Kivan Shehigid. So the Ritva gives a third shot. Number one, we had Rashi. Number two, we had the Svara of the carbon. And number three, he says, what does the Pasuk say? Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davor. Edim, help establish the facts, and Beis Din acts based on that. If they could always retract, that's not called Yakum Davar. There's no establishing. Alma, Alma Shehi Idu BeBeis Din Miskayim Adin Lazakos Olachova Laalter VeMichol Lachzar LaHoyde Eich Yakum Davar. Right? There's no Yakum Davar there. So therefore, says the Ritva, Ksubis Yudchasim Beis. That's the source for Kivan Shehigid. Right? So three sources. We have Rashi, Chada Hagada. We have the Ritva day in the Ritva. And that is because there wouldn't be a carbon shvua, carbon shvua se'edus, and the day three of the ritva, and that is yakum davar. It has to be yakum. Just one other mucker, and then we'll go to the next part of the Rashbam. There's an interesting achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer in Chela Gimel Simen Chav Dalin. He talks about is there a kivan shehigid principle by judges, by witnesses? There's a kivan shehigid. What about judges? He has the case. Right? Remember, he was a dayan in Vilna. Was dying in Vilna. He says, "Al das hagetcha nishlach al yidei beidor me'America." Right, the get that came to us from mail. Tafrei Sadik Beis, 1932. So it was mail then. That was after the postal service came into being. Right, so he said, "We got a get from America," and there was a problem because the get says that it has a simen muvak of a hole in a certain spot, and there was no hole. There was no hole. And the Masad, we got in touch with the Masadr somehow, Masadr Haget, and he says he forgot to make the hole in the get. So do you trust the Masadr? Or do you say that maybe along the way it was switched, and the Shliach switched it, something like that? So this is the Shaila, he says, and they ask me, is there a concept of Kivan Shehigid when it comes to judges? When it comes to judges, do you say that? Well, no. Once he said he made a hole, and now he's saying, oh, I forgot to make the hole, he's changing. So says the Achiezer, I don't think there's an issue of Kivan Shehigid when it comes to judges. And I think you could trust this get. Why? Because the Gemara says elsewhere, right? It's actually a Mishnah in Erechin. Shuma Dayanim, Shepichsu Susho Asiru. Let's say Dayanim estimated a certain value of a certain item. And they made a mistake. More than a sixth, less than a sixth. How do you know they made a mistake? What do you mean? Once it's done, it's done. Can't retract. Must be they can retract. It must be judges can retract. And therefore, he's a Mavur, Debe Dayanim Lo Amrinan Kibet Shigit Shuvin Echozomagin. Interesting. Shuva, Gimel Chavdalid Vav. right, written on Yud Beis Shvat Tafrei Tzadik Beis. Okay, that is the Achiezer when it comes to Kivin Shehige, when it comes to judges. That is all number one. That is all number one svara of the Rashbam. Why don't we trust witnesses who said Amana? Really, the loan never took place. We just gave it to the Malveh who was going to make a loan because of Kivin Shehige. Svara number two, fourth wide line in the Rashbam. Svara number two, Asur La'adam Sheyishe Shtar Amana B'toch Beiso. Because it's an Aveira to write such a star. How can you write a star that didn't take place yet? Right? Mishum shenemar tishkan balacha avla. Right? You cannot have avla. You can't have a sin in your house. And because, and they are saying, oh, well, this is what we did? No, 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 no. We have the principle. De'ein adam ne'eman be'edus k'shemesim atzmo rasha. Be'edazu. The principle, ein adam mesim atzmo rasha. A person is not allowed to make himself into a wicked person. Halachically. Yeah, this is a huge sugya from Maseches Sanhedrin. What are the svaras for this? I'll mention two. Two svaras that the Rishonim give for Ein Adam Esam Asma Rasha. One is given by, it sounds the way from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but the one who explicated it is the Sma. The Sma in Choshen Mishpat says, you know why Ein Adam Esam Asma Rasha? Because a person is his own relative. Adam Karov Esal Atzmo. And just like I cannot testify about my relative, I cannot testify about myself. But according to this, I can't even say something good about myself. It's not a din of Eidah Mesim Atzmo, Russia. Eidah Mesim Atzmo, period. That's one svar. But the, yeah? What about Hodos Baldin? Does not take anything good or bad. Just in your chayef. You did something, it's something like neutral. Neutral. Would we trust you that you did tshuva? Would you trust that you did something good about yourself? I mean, that would be the nafkamina. But number one is Psul Karov. Number two... And also, you might say that's a raya. How does Hodos Baldin work? Maybe it's a schaibus. It's a pure schaibus. Number one. Number two, the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. Great Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yuches of Hilchas Sanhedrin. Gzeiris HaKasifi. She'ein mamisin bezdin lo malkan asa'adam odos piv el apishnaim edim. You don't kill somebody or whip them except based on the testimony of two witnesses. Yoshua killed Achan, David the Gerol Amaleki, that was Harasha. But Sanhedrin cannot do it. Why? The Rambam gives a svara. Shema nitrifo daita badavar zeh. Maybe this guy all of a sudden went crazy. Shema min ha'amelu mari nefesh ha'machakim lamus. Maybe he just wants to die. Maybe he wants to die. Rachmana letzlan. Shein tamid tok inachar. Maybe he's like those who cut their own wrists, says the Rambam, or those who stick swords into their bellies. U'mashlichan atzmam alagagos. Right, says, see, that's what you can't, who knows why this guy is coming to Bezin and saying, oh, I was Mechal Shabbos, I was this. You can't. That's a second svara, Ein Adam Eitzem Atzmo Rasha. And the Radvaz there, I've quoted this in the past, the beautiful Radvaz there, what's the, he adds on, the Efshar, he says, Losis Ksas Tam, Lefish Ein Nafshu Shal Adam Kinyano, El Kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our bodies do not belong to us. Our bodies belong to Hashem. Shenema hanafashos lihena. Hilkach lo toel hoda'asa b'davar shena shalom. Right? You can't, when you testify, so you can't bring harm to yourself. Right? When it comes to Edim, okay. Edim are birur, this is what happened, so we know, but not from you. So that is why, that's how the Radvaz explains the Rambam. But those are two svaras given for Ein Adam Esam Atzmo Rasha. There are limitations. There are limitations to this principle. Doesn't it not always, sometimes you can't be Esam Atzmo Rasha. Number of limitations, and then we'll, this is where the action is on today's daf, and then we'll move on. The Rashba has a tshuva. Let's say somebody comes to court and says, Reuven comes to court and says, Shimon lent me money with ribbis, and I paid him back. That's when he comes to court. So he wants his ribbis money back. But he's also saying that he gave ribbis money. We know, we learned in Bavitziah, the Malva, the Lova, the Ariv, the Aid, and the Sofer, the Og, they all violate. So if we trust this guy, so can he get his money back? Right? He let me with ribbis and he collected. Says the Rashba, yes, you can collect. Because the principle of Eidah on the Meitzmas of Rasha is only about punishments and passing yourself la'edus. That's what Eidah was. Tshuva, Dover Baruch, this is Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Laman Aleph. Tshuva is a Rashba. Dover Baruch who zeh, Shein Omrim Bechiha Eidah the Meitzmas of Rasha, Shela Omru El Inyin Lipso Atzatzma, Ola Chayiv Es Gufo. Lufisha Adam Karo Beis Al Atzmo Ve'ine Mesim Az Atzmo Rasha. He has all the Lashonos of the Sma and of the Rambam. V'chein Shelo Larshi Az Atzmo B'tashlumi Knasin. You can't be Mechayiv yourself a Knas. But outside of that, you want your money back. Here you're not passing yourself, right? You want your money back. So therefore, we would be able to trust you. That's one limitation. Rabbi Kiva Eger has another limitation on Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch says that, let's say you come to court trying to defend yourself. But by the end of the day, Bezner's convinced you so much to finally admit and say you did something wrong. So they're also, we're going to trust you. Because you didn't come here trying to be Mesa Masvacha Rasha. So therefore also, we would trust you there. Finally, the other limitation might be, that Berke Yosef says, what if a person says, I did it, but I thought it was Mutter? Omer Mutter. So again, that also might be a case where we accept, basically, right, Simulam Mechassim Choshe Mishpat. Imam Rasisi Aveir V'Savar Yisi Haisi Mutter. Nistapik Arava Daita Durabanan. Im Aveir B'Chil Shabbos V'Chelef. Show you Svurin She Mutter Ein Nefsalin. Or, and then he says, maybe we've been Mechalik between different Aveiris. The Sichlios and the Shimios. Right, he says, if somebody, I killed him, I didn't know it was Mutter. I didn't know it was Usser. I thought it was Mutter to kill. Right, what kind of crazy person thinks that? Right, Lo Shayach, you can't say another Mesanat to Russia there. So maybe it's a chilik between the Sichlios and the Shimios. Right, I mentioned in the past the beautiful Shita of the Rav Sadigon. The Rambam quotes it in his Akdama to Avos. Is it better to want to do an Aveira and overcome, or is it better to not want to do the Aveira? I wish I could eat the pig, but you know what? Hashem says I can't. Or is it better to say, I have no taiva to eat pig? Which is a higher level. So the Rambam quotes Rav Sadigon, who says it depends. The mitzvahs that we could understand, the sichlios. So then it's better to reach the level that you don't have a taiva to it. Right, I wish I could kill the guy, but you know what? Hashem says I can't. I wish I could this, like I wish I could that. Right, I wish I could steal. No, of course not. But to say, I wish I could wear shatnez, but I can't. I wish I could eat this cheeseburger. Right, so then, you know, there's no greater milah to not even want it. Obviously, because it's Ratzon Hashem, so I don't want to do it. But that's called, right, Sadek Me'ula and Moshe B'Yitzro. Right, the two different days. So some of them are not clear. Are they Sichlios or Shimios? What about Arias? Where do you put Arias? Certain types of Arias. Is that Sichlios? Is that Shimios? But that is a chiluk that the Berke Yosef here makes. Halacha L'maisa, there are interesting tshuvas that have to do with Einad HaMeisa Ma'atzma Rasha. Again, just to mention two, the Noda Bihuda has a tshuva. Noda Bihuda in Simin Kuf Nun Vav in Eben Ezer. A month after a chalitza takes place, let's say a year after a chalitza takes place, and the woman gets remarried, the chalutz comes along and says, you know what, it was a fake. I used my left foot and I'm really a righty. It was a fake. And the only reason I did it is because I thought she was hiding some of the Yerusha. I think there was a lot more money there that she had in a Swiss bank account, and, you know, she wasn't telling me about it, so it was all a fake. So the Noda Behuda was asked, this woman's remarried already. She's living together with her new husband. So what do you say? Ain't other mates not for Russia. So Noda Behuda goes through a tshuva where we don't say it there. Because if he was so quiet for the few months, and the Dayanim definitely figured out whether he was a righty or a lefty, you're saying the Dayanim all made a mistake here. So for various reasons, he says that we do not trust this guy. We do not trust this guy. He says we don't trust this guy. You don't listen to him. That is one tshuva. The other tshuva, which it's really a double tshuva. It's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, who talks about a tshuva of the Chavos Yar. The Chassam Sofer writes, there was a shochet on his deathbed. And the shochet on his deathbed was doing vidu with the rabbi. And he says, Rabbi, I haven't checked my knife in 10 years. All the shechitas that I did with treif, I bought the meat from such and such a place, it's all treif, I can't believe I did it, I feel so bad, I'm being mizvadeh. And he did it. And you know what? Then he got better. So, Einad HaMeisa Ma'atzma Rasha. So, what do the people do with the meat in their freezer? What do people do there? So, says the Chassam Sofer, this is similar to a case of the Chavos Yair, if you're a backrack, 200 years before the Chassam Sofer. What if, same kind of case, a man on his deathbed says, I was mizaneh with this woman, this married woman. He goes through the whole thing. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Is Einad HaMeisa Ma'atzma Rasha? Is there any difference if a guy's on a shchimir on his deathbed? There's fascinating shuvas, which poskim, Halacha L'maaseh, you have to figure out. Okay, these are interesting tshuvas. Chassam Sofer's in Yoredeia, fourth tshuva in Yoredeia about the shechita and about the arayas. Okay, we continue. It's a busy day today, so we got to move. Says the Gemara, Gufa, fourth line. Amar, Rav Nachman, Amana, Ha'idu, Reidin, Amanim. Rav Nachman, as we said, we quoted this. Amana, if they say it was an Amana, it didn't take place yet, they're not believed, as we just said. Two Svaris. Kibit Shehigid, Eid Adam, Mesim, Asparasha. Moda'ah, Hid, Reino, Ein, Amanim. But if they say it's Moda'ah, it was really a force, then they're not believed. They're both not believed, says Rav Nachman. Umar Bar Avashi Amar, Amana Hayid Vareinu Ein Ne'emanim. I agree with you with Amana. Moda Hayid Vareinu Ne'emanim. Moda is believed. My time mush is a nitan likasev, is a lo nitan likasev. No. Amana is not believed because that did not take place yet. It's a total lie. Moda, that took place. They're just saying that this star that we wrote, we were forced to write. Therefore, the star itself is okay, and Moda is not so bad to say. Tosva says, it's like they're adding on to their testimony. Tosva's my Baravashi. They're being most of on their edus. We give this testimony, but you should know we were forced to do it. Right? So therefore, it is not a, we believe him in that case. Next, we had back in the Mishnah that a man and a wife cannot, a husband and wife cannot have a chazaka in each other's property. Right? There's still in that Mishnah with a whole list of people who cannot create chazakas. Right? For 3 years, if a man's using his wife's property, no chazaka. Pshita, it's obvious. Kivan disle lepeira, peiru hudakachil. If a man is eating his wife's fruits from nichsi malug that he gets, of course, she's not mocha. He has rights to eat that. That doesn't show anything about the kinyan aguf. Well, tzricha de kasavla, no, the chiddush is in a case where he wrote to her that I have no rights. Dinu dvarim ein limit chasayach. If he wrote, honey, I love you so much, I'm not going to eat any of your nichsi malug property. Right? So even in that case, if he does, we don't assume he still cannot establish a chazaka. Because we say, okay, she was my chalas. V'chikas of law my havi. So what if he writes this ein dinu dvarim ainli? That's meaningless. V'hatani, we learned in the Brisa, in Ksubis. Ha'omu l'chaveiro, dinu dvarim ainli al sadazu. If somebody goes to their friend and says, I have no claim on this field. Vainly a shutaf, let's say a partner says this. And I don't have any asek with you. V'yadam misulakas mimena. And my hand is removed. Lo amar klum. These are not lashonos of removing one's rishus. If I say I am selling my property to you, I'm giving it to you, fine. But here, you're just removing yourself? That is not a lashon of kinyan, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. You have to use a lashon of kinyan. This is not a lashon of kinyan. Therefore, it's meaningless if he does this. No, the chiddush is, the Mishnah is a case where he wrote this language to her when they were in Nisares. So he doesn't have the property yet. So these languages are good enough to prevent the property from coming into his rishus, even though it would not be strong enough to remove the property from his rishus. Prevention is enough. There's an important rashba, but let's first continue. Ukadur of Kahana. The Amar of Kahana, like Rav Nachman says, Nachla habol olada mimakom acher, Nachla, that a person is going to get from somewhere, Adamasa alash lo yirashena. A person can make a t'nai that he will not get something, right? We don't force somebody to be makabel something. Only zachin ladam shlo b'fanav, if he doesn't want it, we can't force him. So a person can prevent it from coming into his rishus. And though, we also need ukud de rava. We also need rava, because rava is going to tell us that doesn't apply by del rises. Meaning if somebody's, a son screams all day before his father dies, I don't want the Yerusha, I don't want the Yerusha, I don't want the Yerusha, his father dies, he gets the Yerusha. Right? This doesn't apply by Daraisis. Right? By Durabanans, like the following. Ukidarava, Da'amarava, call Omer, Yeshi, but Takanas Chacham, Kon Zos, Shomin Lo. Somebody said they don't want a specific Takana Durabanan, they're allowed to beforehand prevention. But it cannot be done once it is in his Rishus. My Kagon Zos, what is Kagon Zos? Meaning, where did the rabbis say this principle of Kala Omer Yefshi? What were they talking about in the Beis Medrash? Kid the Rav Huna Marav. They were talking about Rav Huna Marav's case. Dam Rav Huna Marav, Yichola Isha Shetoma Labayla, Einin Izon Is Veniosa. There is a takana that a woman is fed by her husband, Mizonos, and in return, the husband gets the Maisi Adayim, the earnings that the wife gets. But what if the wife says, you know what, I can make a lot more money if I go work all day and I'm not home, so I want my Maisi Adayim instead of the Mizonos? She can say that, because the takana was for her benefit. That's what the Shita is holding. There's an interesting machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Ritva in Ksubis on Daf Mem Zayin. Can the woman choose every day? Let's say she wakes up one day. I want my Mizonos today. The next day, I want my Maisi Adayim today. Says the Tosfos, she could go back and forth. She could go back and forth. Ellie just closed the door. But she could go back and forth whatever she wants. The Ritva there says no. The Ritva says once she chooses, she chooses. It's a package deal. interesting lumdus. The lumdus being, do we say the chi of mizonos that a husband has to the wife, is it once for marriage, you have a chi of mizonos? Or is it every day there's a new chi of mizonos? Right? This is something that comes up in various types of chiyuvim. If there's a life chiyuv, mizonos, let's say kibbutz avayim, is there a new chiyuv of kibbutz avayim every day of my life? Or, you know, one time when I'm born, you know, I have a chiyuv of kibbutz avayim to my parents. Again, what if my father is mochel? Does he have to be mochel every time? Or he's mochel once and that's it. I don't have to do this kibbutz anymore for him. So that seems to be the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva in Ksubas and Dafim Zayin, but it comes up in various contexts. Good. Two other points. Number one, the Rashba. The Rashba writes on the Gemara said, so what's the case that the Gemara is talking about? The Chiddush is where he wrote it when they were Nisares. So the husband writes when they were in Erisin, honey, I'm not going to have any claims on the field. So in that case, that works. And the Chiddush is that even there, if he does use the field, there is no Chazaka created. The Rashba says, this only works by Erisin. What if they're not even Nisares yet? What if they're about to get engaged, halachically? Right, not engaged, but first stage of marriage. They're about to have Erisin. Can he say, Ein li dinu dvarim, says the Rashba? No, because then there's no connection between them. You need some shaychus, but not a strong kesher. That's the balance, says the Rashba. Umiyu dafka ba'oda arusa, dekvar yesh lo bahen shaychus. Only if they have some shaychus. Avo kodem Erisin lo, de les le b'hum shum shaychus adayim. But before Erisin is not good enough. In the footnotes in the Rashba, he says, one second. Lahefach! If there's no shaychus, it should be even easier to prevent anything from coming into my rishus. Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? It should be. If we're trying to get it early, we're trying to prevent something from coming into my rishus. So if it's not in my rishus at all, so it should be even better. Why should I need erisin, but nisuin's too late? So says the in the footnotes, he quotes other achronim who say that, you know what it is? It's a problem of davar shelobala olam. If there's no erisin yet, so what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't own anything yet. I have no connection to it. I don't even foresee anything. I prevent it from... If I have a father and I say, I don't want the Yerusha, I have the connection. You already could foresee that halachically. If I have Erisin, I can already foresee the Nisuin, the Nechasim coming into my Rishus. But if there's no connection between us, says the Rashba, said the footnotes in the Rashba beautifully, it's Davar Shelobala Olam. And therefore, that's why you would need Erisin, but Nisuin would be too late. Again, we discussed in the past, not for now. What is the problem of Davar Shelobala Olam? Is it a Gemiras Das problem? Is it a problem of you don't have a Davar for the item Shvua, for the action, for the Hischaivas to be Chal on? Right, that's the Minchas Usher's discussion in Parshas Toldos by Yaakov and Esav. By Yaakov and Esav, and the Yerachayim HaKadosh discusses it there. One other Makar, and then we'll move on and finish. The Rashba. The Rashba has a Tshuva. Is this Svara? Oh, I'm sorry. It's not yet. Let's continue in the Gemara. Haraya Yesh. What we just say? If the husband and the wife do not have any chazaka in each other's fields, items. But what if they have a raya? What if the husband brings a shtar that the wife sold him the property? Then it would be good. Raya would work. So the Gemara says, why? Tema nachas ruach chasisa labayli. Why can't she just say, I just gave you the shtar because I wanted to make him feel good. I wanted to give him nachas ruach. Milo tzan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Tzlokach manaish, if a man buys a field from a man, from a husband, a field that could have been earmarked for the ksuba, and the husband sells it to him, you know, with the rights that, let's say, the wife dies first, then this guy will own it. But then this same guy goes and not only buys it from the husband, buys it from the wife. So you might say, hey, if the wife sells it to me also, it must be that she consents. No mecho batal. No, we say the whole deal. The mekach is batal. Why? Alma amra nachas ruchas isil abayli. Because she could say, I was just doing it to keep my husband happy. So hachanami tema nachas ruchas isil abayli. So to hear, if the husband has a shtar that the wife sold him the field, he should still not be able to create a chazaka, because why can't she tie to nachas ruchas isil abayli? So Gemara answers, you're right. That print, when the Mishnah says there's no chazaka, that only applies by three types of fields. Three fields where we could really assume that she would not be mocheles. Lo nitzracha ela ba'osan gimel sados. Acha shakasa la b'ksubasa. One field, if he specifies, let's say he specifies a specific field that the ksuba will be paid from in the ksuba. That the ksuba will be paid from, he writes a specific field in the ksuba. If anything happens, you'll collect from this field. So if there's a specific field explicated, so she's not going to be mochelas that field. Number one. Or v'acha sheyichel b'ksubasa, or a field that he did not write in the shtar, but after the marriage, he specifies as an aputiki. Right? He says, this is where you're going to collect from. right? Biksuba for her ksuba, or va'acha shechnisa lo shum mishala, or if it's a field of nichsei tzon barzel, if it's a field that she brings into the marriage, that he works, and it says in the ksuba that he has to give her back exactly what it's worth. So those three types of fields, so those she's not mochelas on, and those are the three where no chazaka could be established. No chazaka could be established. Just one other tshuva, and that is the Rashba has a tshuva. Chelik beis simin reish tzadik ches. Beis reish tzadik ches. Is it automatic, this svar of nachas ruach hazisi labayli, or does she have to tine it? What's the case? Shaila. There was a woman and a husband and a wife that was always fighting. Always fighting. And the husband was begging the woman to be mochel some of the ksuba money. Come on, the ksuba is so... There's so much ksuba I'm going to have to pay if ever something happens. Be mochel. She says, no. And finally, he throws her out of the house, and she's mochelas ksas b'ksubasa. V'nikar lakol shehi osa kein k'dei shetashev imo b'shalom. Okay, honey, I'll take off 50. Let me back into the house. Avalo masra modal mechila. She didn't say anything about it. So this is the whole shaila about, and then they got divorced 10 years later. Do we say that the ksuba is less? Says the Rashba, of course it's automatic. Everybody knows here that she only said it to get back into the house. Da shebachol makom de shayach lameimer bein nachas ruach hazizi labayli einot tzrichol mesiras moda l'fisha adaver marabatzmo shanusahi. Everybody knows. And then he has an important line. Umi udafka bimochelas shalom machmas onis yadua. Because she's mochelas. That's why I say this. Avalim nansa umachla, vishla edem ala onis, gon shizu, shagir shabaila mi base of a cutting beta vena, onis uze, vein lacha davar, here's a key line, vein lacha davar shenasa machmas onis, shein ha onis mevatlo, ela bimecher. Onis always ruins, except for sales and maka mitzvah. Right, we just had those two, or carbon, those three, because agav onse gomer makne, or maka mitzvah, or carbon. Kovod asos yom rotsani. Other than that, onis always wins. So here too, onis would win. She doesn't have to tie it. Right, so that is why it is an automatic claim. Okay, we're not going to have time to get into it now, but we're talking about forced Yerusha. Right, the big sugi is nowadays, right, if a person wants to give equal Yerusha to his sons and his daughters, certain shtaris to write, but all those shtaris have to be written prior. Prior, a whole way how it's worked out, a shtar chatzi zachar, but hopefully we'll talk about that, Hashem, later on. The eighth parak in this Masechta is all about Dine Yerusha, parak Yesh Nochlin. So Hashem, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Yantif, Chag Sameach, a good Kvittel, and Hashem, we will continue after Yantif. Shabbat Shalom as well.